With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. Temperatures continue to drop across the state. Officials are reminding producers to keep a close eye on their livestock during the chilly days ahead. Dairy cows and newly born calves are particularly at risk this time of year. Specialists from the South Dakota State University Extension say dairy cows run a risk of chapped teats if not properly cared for. Officials say to make sure teats are dry after milking and before the cows are let outside. Tracy Erickson is a dairy field specialist for the SDSU Extension. She says calves are also in danger because producers are calving no matter the season.
You know, getting those calves dried off as quickly as possible. And one way that that can happen really quickly, you know, besides taking a towel to them and drying them off, but and also warming them up, is a lot of producers are adapting something that has been used for a long time in the beef industry, which is using the calf warming boxes to help put their baby calves in there and get them warmed up and get them going and off to a good start. Clean and dry and a lot of deep bedding, they will be fine.
Erickson says once calves are weaned, regular feeding times and hot drinking water will keep them warm. She says most livestock can brave the cold with wind protection and a dry spot to rest. A North Dakota prosecutor wants protesters against the Dakota Access Pipeline to pay for their court-appointed lawyers. Attorney Ladd Erickson says the protests have made an unprecedented burden for North Dakota's court system. Erickson says a judge would decide on attorney costs in each case. The executive director of the Commission on Legal Counsel for Indigenous, Dean Delaney, says state law allows courts to seek reimbursement for court-appointed attorneys. 82 defense attorneys are handling nearly 300 protest-related court cases. Delaney says her group is asking the North Dakota legislature for $670,000 to help cover their costs. Erickson says protests have already cost the state about $17 million. A reminder of that wind chill advisory tonight and early tomorrow for the Northeast and East Central. There's also a winter storm watch Friday through midday on Saturday, statewide except far north and far southeast.